everyone. You know what's fascinating? Companies using marketing automation are seeing up to 53% higher conversion rates. That's a significant increase. We're talking about transforming how businesses connect with their audiences. Today, we're focusing on content marketing automation with our expert guest. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. And those numbers are spot on. You know what's even more interesting? The question I hear most often from marketers is, where do you find the time? It's a real challenge many businesses face today.
I bet a lot of our listeners are nodding their heads right now. What's driving this push toward automation in content marketing?
Well, it's really about working smarter, not harder. Content marketing requires content to be continuously generated, frequently updated, and consistently effective across multiple channels. Without automation, teams get overwhelmed trying to manage it all manually.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Have you seen this personally in your work with businesses?
Oh, absolutely. I'll share a quick story. I worked with a marketing team that was spending about 15 hours weekly just on content research. After implementing some basic automation tools, they cut that time down dramatically. That's time they could redirect to more strategic work.
That's impressive. What are some of the key areas where businesses can start implementing automation?
You know, there are three main areas where automation really shines: content distribution, performance tracking, and audience engagement. Think about it. Would you rather manually post every social media update or have a system do it for you while maintaining perfect consistency?
Right, that's a no-brainer. But I gotta ask, isn't there a risk of losing that human touch?
That's a great question. We'll come back to that in just a moment, but first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Looking to supercharge your content marketing efforts? Amplifier provides a next-generation content marketing solution that assists businesses of all sizes in increasing their organic traffic and building authority in their niche. With partnerships across 300-plus reputable news sites and social media channels, Amplifier makes it easy to boost your exposure and improve your reputation. Learn more at amplifier.com.
Thanks for that. Now, back to our discussion about maintaining the human element in automated marketing.
Definitely. Here's the thing. Automation should support human creativity, not replace it. For example, Charles Schwab introduced an automated 9-point lead nurture program that brought in an additional $1.1 billion in their sales pipeline. However, humans were still involved in designing the strategy and crafting the core messages.
Fascinating. What would you say are some of the biggest mistakes companies make with automation?
The biggest one I see is what I call the set-it-and-forget-it mentality. You can't just automate everything and walk away. Studies show that 67% of customers leave due to bad experiences, often caused by poorly managed automation.
That really puts things in perspective. What's your advice for businesses just starting with automation?
I recommend a three-step approach. First, identify repetitive tasks that don't require creative input. Second, implement proper workflow tool, something like DiviHQ or Trello. And third, always measure your results. You want to know what's working and what isn't.
Makes perfect sense. You know what I'm curious about? How do you balance automation with personalization?
Segmentation plays a significant role. The technology today is amazing. You can create highly personalized experiences at scale. For instance, one WNBA team, the Seattle Storm, used automated personalization to achieve an 86% season ticket renewal rate. Pretty impressive, right?
Wow, that's remarkable. How can our listeners start implementing these strategies in their own businesses?
You know, I always tell people to start small. Maybe begin with automating your social media posting or email newsletters. Then, as you get comfortable, you can expand into more sophisticated applications like lead scoring and content personalization.
Great advice. And I imagine the ROI becomes pretty clear pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah. For example, companies using marketing automation are experiencing a 3.1% higher annualized revenue growth rate compared to non-users. But remember, you've got to monitor and refine your automation regularly.
That leads me to my next question. What should never be automated?
Good one. Three things should always keep that human touch: crisis communications, creative strategy development, and sensitive customer service issues. You need real people handling these situations.
Makes total sense. Any final advice for our listeners?
Yeah, think of automation as a tool that amplifies your message, not one that creates it. The goal is to free up your team's time for more strategic, creative work. And always remember, if you're wondering whether to automate something, ask yourself, will this improve both the customer experience and our efficiency?
That's fantastic advice. For our listeners who want to learn more about implementing content marketing automation in their business, where should they go?
I'd recommend checking out Ampifier at the link in the description. Their platform provides a great balance of automation and personalization that we've been discussing today.
Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today. This has been incredibly informative.
Thanks for having me. It's been great breaking this down for your audience.